Hello, I'm doing a demo today on a game. It is called Park Boss. Now, what this is you can basically run your own amusement park. And it is quite realistic, as we'll soon find out. Anyhow,
top menu.
And this will basically give you the introduction.
You. Yeah, you, sitting at the computer. Welcome to your very own amusement park. I'm you. Well, a virtual you anyway. And between us, we're the boss. So, congratulations. You now own a field in the middle of nowhere. Let's build a park. To skip this and get on with some work, hit any key. But unless you want to go bankrupt, you probably want to listen to me. Most of our work's going to be done in the office. From here we can see how the park's doing, how happy our staff are, how happy our visitors are, all sorts of wonderful stuff. You can also pick up your email. They're pretty important. They tell you how well the park's doing on a day-to-day basis and give you the opportunity, shall we say, to manage a crisis. You're the boss. Every choice you make has an impact on how well your park does. If you don't hire enough maintenance staff, then rides won't open. If rides don't open, your visitors won't want to come. Oh yeah, and you can get to the bank from the office. That's fairly important, because I'm broke, I ain't lending you any cash, so you need to get a loan from somewhere. You can also walk the park. You'll be able to hear your rides and attractions, hear those lovely people that come to visit your park and hand over their hard-earned dosh. Oh, and you probably hear their kids being sick too. By walking the park, you get an idea of space and where you can stick your next big attraction. Your park is set out into 100 squares, 10 going across, 10 going up. Where you put attractions is up to you. If you want to create a zone for the kiddies, then do that. If you want to scatter restaurants throughout, then do that. It's up to you. You're the boss. Attractions can be anything, from a bouncy castle to a scream-making roller coaster. From a stand selling meat pies, just don't ask what the meat is, to a restaurant selling food just like your mama made. Enough, get to work.
Alright. So, I already
restoring
started.
Restoring game.
Starting week 10.
So I just want to see how I'm
go
doing.
Go to the office.
And then, if I'm not doing well, we are going
to
start a new
Welcome
game. I'm
office.
Just checking to see
computer,
how
we'll
my...
Make all the decisions. What do you want me to do? Park status. Check email.
Inbox push escape to exit. Two messages. Zero unread. Received during... message deleted.
Nothing. Okay.
What do you want me to do?
So...
check email. Park status. Leave the office. Main menu. Go. Start.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to start a new game.
Are you sure you want to discard this park and start again? Yes.
New park created.
Email.
Starting week zero.
Main menu. Go to the office.
First of all, let's do that.
Welcome to your office. I'm now at the computer where we make all the decisions. What do you want me to do? Park status. Check email.
So, we have an unread message in our email.
Inbox push escape to exit. Three messages, three unread. New. Received during week zero. Welcome to your new park. Nearly everything in park pass is a menu. Use your up and down keys to choose an option. Enter to activate and escape to leave that menu. When reading email, the delete key can be used to permanently remove a message you've already dealt with. You probably want to start by getting a loan and setting your costs. Not have fun and remember to try not to go bankrupt. Oh, and don't worry about losing any changes you make. Anytime you make a change, it's automatically saved for you.
Yep. So, we don't need that. Let's delete it with the delete key.
message deleted. New. Received during week 0. Your park is currently closed. Use the option provided in the attraction management screen to open it. You should set up your costs, employ staff, and build your first attractions before opening your park. The park stats screen is very important to help you understand how successful your park is. The customer reviews you receive can be a good clue about what your visitors like and what they don't. As your park becomes more successful, more attraction types will become available to you. You'll get an email when this happens. An important thing to watch is the customer satisfaction percent. Found in the park stats screen, this value starts at 50%, but if it drops, then less visitors will come to your park. If it starts going up, then you'll get more visitors.
Cool.
Message deleted. New. Received during week 0. Use full shortcut keys F1, day of week F2, read account balance, F3, read new email F4, pause game.
Alright then.
Message deleted.
So, what I normally start with is getting some marketing.
What do you want me to do?
Check email.
Attraction management.
Set up park zones.
Employee management.
That's where you navigate your employee or manage your employees that work for you.
Cost management.
So the cost to basically get into the park.
Set up marketing campaign.
Now, let's just go into here.
Marketing campaigns. Run a week-long newspaper campaign. This costs £1,000.
Yes, it uses pounds, so I don't know how that translates to American or Canadian money. So, we're just going to hit enter.
You do not have enough money in your account to run this campaign. Would you like to take a loan out to run it? Yes.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, at least it's cheap.
Marketing campaigns. Run a week.
Okay, so...
What do you want me to do? Set up marketing campaign. Visit the bank.
Okay, I don't
loan
have...
Management. Current increase of current increase of loan man. Pay off pound. Increase loan management. Increase of loan man. You have loan management. Increase loan amount. You have reached the limit of how much you can borrow this week. Loan management. Increase...
What do you want me to do? Visit the bank.
Email.
Starting week 1.
Okay, I don't care that
set
I
up
actually...
Cost management.
Probably.
Employee management.
Set up park.
Attraction management.
Attraction manage. Buy more land. Build an attraction. Select attraction. Kids facilities. Kids rides. Select attraction. Bouncy castle. Initial helter skelter. Initial cost to use the arrow to select 555-443-4. Empty square. Attraction built. Select facilities. Select attraction. Security office. Baby changing. First aid. A picnic area. Initial use the arrow to select 555-443-216. Empty square.
So I'm just using my arrow keys to basically select where I want to put the attractions. And I hit...
Attraction build. Select facilities. Kids rides.
So
facilities. Kids rides.
Put...
Select attraction. Bouncy castle. Initial cost to... Helter's petting zoo. Initial cost to build. Merry-go-round. Playground. Initial cost. Merry-go-round. Use the arrows to 6, 8, 9, 1, empty 9, 4, empty 9, 6, 9, 7, 9, 8, 9, 9, empty square. Attraction build. Select
okay,
kids rides.
So... Let us...
Attraction management. Build an attraction for the attractions currently on your park. At minimum 6 attraction operators are needed and 1 maintenance staff are needed to keep everything running.
Okay, what do you want me to do that then?
Attraction management.
Employee.
Check
setup.
Employee.
Employee management. Manage attraction operators.
So let's hit enter and what we're going to do is we're going to use our right arrow and our left arrow to... set up how many people work for us. So
currently
we,
you employ 0...
So I said we need 6.
Currently you employ 6 attraction operators. Weekly wage bill is 1,004.
Okay, that's fine.
Employ
so
management. Manage attract. Manage park maintenance. Manage park. Currently you employ 1 park maintenance. Employ management. Manage attraction op. Manage entertainer. Currently you employ 2 entertainers.
And I normally do 2 entertainers.
Employ.
So that.
What do you want me to do? Employee management.
So let's open up, shall we?
Set
attract check. Park status.
Park stats. Week 1. Last week's at week 1. Last account, customer income, outgoing, total income.
Oh, sorry.
What do you want me to do?
Attraction management.
Cost, setup, visit.
Generate,
visit, setup, cost, employee, man.
Setup,
attraction management.
Attraction, buy more, demolish, attract, open the park for visitors.
Let's do that.
Your park is now open. Attraction management, build an attraction.
Woo! Our park's now opened. So, I know this is very short, but hey. Let's go walk the park.
For the attractions currently on your park.
What do you want me to do? Main menu. Go to the walk the park.
Loading park.
Okay, it's loading our park.
Okay, we're in the park. Use your arrow keys to move around. Press space to hear what's on the current square. Enter will let you have a go on some of the attractions. Push the letter T to talk to some of your park visitors and escape to leave the park.
6, 7, 8, 1, 8, 8, 8, 8, 5. 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 9. Starting week 2. 9, 9.
Merry-go-round.
That's interesting. It does not...
Hang on a sec.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Have you got a couple of minutes to talk about your visit today?
We're a bit bored. We can't seem to find anyone to ask questions about things. The entertainers going around are fantastic. The food prices are fantastic. Nice and cheap. The ticket prices are fair.
Thanks for your time. Well, there you go.
So, that's basically a lot of what you can do in Park Boss. Now, let's check our email with F3.
Inbox push escape to exit. One message is one unread. New. Received during week 0. Message from marketing. A total disaster of a paper campaign. Increased visitor numbers by 0.
Fantastic.
No, it's not. But, hey, that's alright. Anyhow. Yeah. So, I wanted to say thanks for listening. And, I hope you don't go bankrupt.
9, 10.
Now, let's just leave the park here.
Main menu. Go to the office.
About.
Exit.
Now, as soon as we hit exit, it's going to save our changes. Well, it does it anyway, kind of when we, do something. So it automatically saves, so you don't have to worry about it, which I like. So, wanted to thank you for listening. My
email.
Contact... Oh. Now... One thing I forgot to mention as I got the email. This is what I call the dreaded email. Because some disaster happens. It always happens. That's just how this game goes. A disaster will happen once at least. Pardon me. Anyways. But...
Inbox push escape to exit. 2 messages, 1 unread. Received you new. Received during week 2. Message from park operations. The weather this week has been terrible and visitor numbers are down.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so that's our disaster for, this game, but...
About exit.
Each game has one disaster that happens. And, yeah. So, thanks for listening. If you have any, questions... requests, anything along that line, just use the email, which is tysonsylvester123@gmail.com. You can find that in the podcast description, or like in the, see, what am I thinking of here? Oh boy. Okay, I'm thinking of where it says that email, or contact. So thanks for listening, and I hope that you enjoyed. And if you're wondering where to get this, I will post the URL in the description. Thanks for listening.